4.5 million people are internally displaced in Syria. Most of them live in refugee camps here in the northwest. They depend on food, medicine, and other basics that are brought in via the Bab al-Hawa border crossing with Turkey.
These food boxes contain rice, sugar, and oil. None of these are within our means. We rely on these containers.
However, Damascus says delivering international aid to opposition-held areas violates its sovereignty. It wants humanitarian relief to be routed through government-held territory.
Stopping aid will be a disaster in every sector, including medicine, food, and education. We urge the international community to keep politics and humanitarian aid as separate issues.
Many believe Russia's threat is in retaliation for Western countries providing support to Ukraine during its months-long invasion. Doctors fear what's coming.
Russian pressure to cut aid would create a crisis that would force more Syrians to be displaced and die while trying to survive.
More than 4,600 UN trucks, mostly carrying food, have used the crossing in the first 6 months of 2022.
The UN's Bab al-Hawa corridor is the best. It's transparent, safe, and cost-effective. None of the alternatives are better. If it's closed, even preventable deaths may not be stopped.
The UN estimates 13.4 million Syrians needed assistance last year, up from 11.1 million in 2020.
Most goods in northwestern Syria are imported from government-controlled areas or here in Turkey. But as the lira loses its value and the food prices soar because of the war in Ukraine, it is only compounding the crisis for millions of people who are dependent on international aid. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.